Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
When you hear the two letters next to each other, O and J, what do you think of?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Because that's way too, you telegraph that way too.
No, hard. Because we have stories about orange juice this week.
Oh, do we?
If you give me 10 minutes, search one.
Orange juice and champagne moments, because boy, let me tell you.
OJ, Juicy J, okay.
Start off with the this week's abuse of the algorithm is definitely not fucking push-ups or whatever that bullshit Drake drop was, because I don't know what kind of gas y'all smoking, but that pack totally is mid. It's mid.
It was so mid that like it you bought it and you were like, you know what, this isn't hitting. Can you still call your other guy? Is he still good?
Fam, that shit was so mid. Ross got on the fucking timeline and laughed at it.
You know what's crazy? One of my favorite Drake songs, one with Rick Ross on...
Yeah, Wayne and Ross joint, right? Yeah.
I would, like, listen to Rick Ross's verse, then Drake would come on, and I'd change it.
Is Drake... I forgot Drake was on...
It was on it was the opening track on Certified Lover Boy, I think.
Was that on Certified Lover Boy?
It was definitely on Certified Lover Boy.
That's wild. That's wild. Why is it not even... Oh, yeah. Yep. Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. Okay, it was on Certified. I don't know why I thought that was on Wayne's album.
No,
right?
He fucking... Rick Ross moonwalked on that song.
Yo.
And then Drake comes in and kills it, and I change the song.
Kind of like Stay Scheming, bro. It's like, nah. I mean, Drake did his thing on Stay Scheming, right? Like, that's what certified the him and Ross collaborations. I just him telling Ross to go sit down because he like 50 years old when like you the one instigate. All right, what we not gonna do is continue to let the level of revisionist history rise up and crash through, sneaking. Damn it. Recovery. And with the recovery, sneaking quick through with another one, it's your boy Doc
and Ziggy
with the flood. That's right, your favorite weekly pop culture digest.
Where we take our pop perspective
to put the culture in context.
And make the mainstream make sense, because if we do not make sense, we don't make sense.
Holla. At our Patreon, patrons who make it so that statement isn't necessarily all the way true. Shout out to you, Enraged Peacock,
and Omnitsu, your actual Discord name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never actually used his regular Discord name.
Shout out to y'all.
I don't want to dox him and give his real name.
Nobody was asking you to do all that, but we are asking you to at least follow the Flood Pod at the Flood Pod on everything.
And that is on
everything. And with that being said, let's get right back into the discussion, because we know the topic at hand, what is running through everybody's minds right now, is not Israel and Iran. It's Rick Ross running all over motherfucking Drake.
I mean, Israel Iran is
yeah,
a
I know.
Thing.
I know. Listen. We was talking about revisionist history, and what I would like for everybody to stop doing is pretending like it's not 2024 and we can't pay attention to more than one thing at a time.
There's a lot of things to pay attention to right now, though.
And we gonna get into it, because you know it's fucking gay cicadas out here. I mean, it's the gay cicadas. Is fucking
the fucking gay cicadas are fucking and also being like cannibals.
Speaking of cannibals, people are digging up dead people's bodies to get high.
Speaking of digging up dead bodies, the new Fallout series just premiered. Speaking of Fallout, Marilyn Krabs might have an issue this season.
Oh, I like how you did that. I like how you did that smooth, but let's round it all back, though, and bring
the thing about this season
back to the topic at hand, because, man, oh, man, there's some revisionist history going on here, right? Like, kind of like what's happening with the Baltimore Harbor, but we'll get into that. We'll get into that, but first we got to get into the Drake response finally. Right?
Mid!
Whole lot of mid-pack. I don't know if I'm just getting old. They got me feeling like RFK Jr. out here.
Drake is older than you!
I feel like that diss track was so light. Everybody's out here giving the boy credit for just fighting back, right? Like they try and claim Drake is getting jumped. It's like 50 on one. He's like Thanos out here. Got the Avengers trying
Thanos
to
won.
Take down his whole career. Hey, listen.
Call yourself the GOAT while Michael won 6 championships.
Bro.
Never got to a game 7. Drake, how many game 7s have you gone to?
All this time. Y'all been throwing subliminals at each other. Him and Kendrick been throwing subliminals at each other since Control. Let's keep it all the way funky, no revisionist bullshit going on here, right? Like, let's not pretend like Drake is just getting jumped for no reason.
Kendrick said it. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it themselves. Everybody suicidal, didn't even need my help.
Bam. Short jokes?
That's the best you got?
Shoe size shit? Oh, we're gonna make fun of Kendrick doing push-ups on the timeline?
The guy's trying to get into shape, man. Everybody has to start somewhere. Drake, are you the asshole that makes fun of the heavyset guy at the gym on January 14th? When he still hasn't broken his New Year's resolution?
You
fucking douche.
When you got a BBL, allegedly.
And a nose job.
Allegedly. Fam. It's so funny to me that he's like trying to clown Kendrick for that shit when there have been rumors about this nigga getting a BBL. 1. 2. Why would you fuck with a nigga who the only thing he does on the internet is film himself doing those push-ups, right? Like, that don't say he ready, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You're rapping about not wanting to chip your fresh set. You're rapping about not wanting to chip a nail. Kendrick is out here doing Mexican burpees in the motherfucking park, bro. What are we doing?
Is Kendrick Lamar's prison yard workout.
Shout out to
Yo, you know Central. That's hot outside.
This nigga is all black.
He's doing the Netero. He's like straight praying when he gets back up. Did you actually get to that part in Hunter x Hunter?
The Netero? Oh, no, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
So, yeah, like Netero, real quick aside. Netero gets to the point where like his form of training is before every punch he throws, he has to gather his hands and show thanks. So he has to throw like 1,000 punches. So every single punch, he does this motion and puts his hands together in front of him and then throws one punch. He gets to the point where he's able to do that in like fractions of a second, but he does it before every single punch.
That's wild. I'm just saying. Kenny been ready. You calling him a pipsqueak ain't really gonna do shit, but you know what I think might get his attention is Drake calling out his wife's name, because we all know what happened the last time Drake brought somebody's wife into it, which Drake has a history of doing. Let's stop the revisionist history.
For clarity of our audience, who's the last person he talked to about their wife? For our audience.
Boogeyman himself, nigga. Motherfucking Pusha T, the only.
Is that
person.
What really started it?
That's not what started it. What started the whole Pusha T beef was the previous beef Pusha T had with Lil Wayne and Birdman, right? Like, that shit goes all the way back to what happened to that. Yeah. All the way back to that. when Birdman didn't pay Pharrell for the publishing and for the...
Where's Pusha T from?
Not for the publishing. For the producing and all. Pusha T's from Virginia.
Okay.
Virginia Beach. His wife's name is Virginia Williams. Drake had a whole bunch of lines and stuff about Virginia. Some people even think the beach on For All the Dogs was another shot at Pusha T. Because Drake is the fucking king of subliminals. Right? Like, everybody used to say that Jay was the king of subliminals. Well, Drake has been hugging Jay's nuts for so long. But I'm not going to let y'all have is giving Drake credit for fighting back. What you mean fighting back? He picked all these fights. And he picked a fight with Rick Ross old ass. And it came to find out that Rick Ross
is
was
a boss.
Old angry man who is about that shit. Still about that shit. Despite his baby mama being online talking all kinds of crazy shit about him and Diddy. Right? Because that's happening too at the moment. I don't know how many times I have seen it, but the hashtag is what Tina told me, right? Like, Tina out here telling everybody all of Ross's business. It's real fucking messy right now. 2024.
So you got Rick Ross in fuck it mode.
2024 is the year of mess, right? Cat Williams tried to warn everybody when he came on Shannon Sharpe's podcast and started the whole fucking avalanche.
Metro Boomin out here.
And Metro Boomin is like, I don't know who's the bigger instigator, 50 Cent, who chiming
wasn't
in for
no
reason.
Wasn't there one last month that also started a bunch of shit?
Bruv, it's
not even in hip-hop, and like something else in the world.
It's been all, I mean...
Ben Netanyahu! Right, that guy. King instigator.
What a...
Prime Minister instigator.
Mess. Hot ghetto mess. I can't wait. It's starting to get hot outside, too. Ooh, boy. I can't wait. I was not expecting this Rick Ross shit. And I was also pleasantly surprised at how well Ross just came through and bodied this nigga. Absolutely.
Rick
just
was like, oh, we're leaking tracks when we're speaking directly?
Yeah, yo, absolutely. I'm sorry. Maybe this might feel like nut hugging, right? I just wasn't expecting that from Ross. I feel like Ross got pulled into it for what felt like no reason, right? And then came through and absolutely G-checked this nigga, son. Everybody's talking about the nose thing, the white boy thing. Ooh, Ross said Drake got a fake nose. Ooh, Ross said Drake is white because he half white.
Honestly, I think the one that felt the most indicative of it was the you leaking tracks when we're speaking directly. But, like, the thing...
So, have you heard the whole narrative around that?
Well, no, but...
So,
Drake... Drake is... I know Drake, quote, leaks a lot of music.
So, Drake's... The status that was posted on a lot of the leaks was saying, is this AI or not? Right? So, there is a narrative. There are several narratives.
So, Drake leaked it, and people were asking if it's AI or not, just so they can say if it sucks that
so
it's AI.
So, plausible deniability there, right? Because then later the actual diss track leaked, right? And a couple of lyrics had been changed around. The beat had been switched up. So now people are speculating, like, ooh, did he test the waters to see, like, what the response was going to be like? And when the Hive got out there and was gassing this motherfucker up, because y'all are gassing this nigga.
That is some Aubrey shit.
That shit was mid...
That is, that whole exchange, that is some Aubrey shit.
Once again, even with the Rick Ross this, I have to be all the way fair. I feel like we have niggas calling each other out for shit that they feel insecure about, right? Drake calling out Kendrick for his publishing, trying to say Top is extorting him, right? Or Top Dog.
Pause. I'm pretty sure Kendrick is like, okay with being 5'7" at this point.
That Interscope line is so played out, my guy. Everybody gassing him for that shit is obviously a casual, right? Like, y'all niggas is mad casuals in this bitch talking about Drake is the fucking lyrical goat.
Can I just say a real quick not related, kind of sort of related. People are like lyrical goat Eminem, but there was a second song where I heard him say, I drank a fifth of vodka, dared me to drive. And I was like, you've used that line before, Em.
Eminem recycles bars in a weird way. Drake is recycling flows here. I mean, Ross's flow ain't nothing new either, right?
I mean, Drake is Shang Tsung of hip hop.
Ross really came through with like the fucking 2024 Who Shot.
And apparently he definitely is Shang Tsung because he's apparently the supervillain.
Yeah, everybody calling him like everybody with the fucking Thanos comparisons needs to stop. That shit is crazy. Cut that shit all the way out.
If Shang Tsung, anything,
this nigga is Cell.
Ooh.
Because he built that fucking arena piece, wife by girlfriend by wife by girlfriend.
And ate everyone along the way.
Right? How many rappers did he, like he said, how many rappers has he brought up along with him? Right? But also, the entire time Drake did that shit, he was just absorbing their energy.
You do realize that that makes Lil Wayne Dr. Jarrell.
Oh, absolutely. And Ross called that shit out too. Fucking Wayne gave you the pass. Before that, you were getting clowned on.
Does that make Kendrick Son Goku?
Or Trunks, right? Like,
nah, wouldn't Trunks be like Kendrick's protege right now?
Baby Keem?
Yeah.
I feel like Baby Keem would be alright with it.
I feel like most people being compared to future Trunks would be okay with it.
I feel like this comparison makes J. Cole Goku though, which would J. Cole would be okay with,
Cole would be Gohan, because he's just like, I don't want to fight. He's like, I don't want to fight.
No, but isn't it Gohan that ultimately gets rid of Cell though?
No! Gohan gets his fucking ass whooped.
But then Goku comes through with the fucking, like, extra energy from the Beyond the Grave and shit.
God, fuck. I don't even remember. Because the way the Cell Saga ended is so similar to the way that Boo Saga ends.
Yeah, that's
like
why
I thought
Goku didn't come through until the Boo Saga.
Because Goku is technically dead for the entirety of the Boo Saga.
Yeah.
For one of the sagas, he's dead the entire time.
As far as
he's on his 24-hour freedom thing.
Drake is so. And he's out here absorbing niggas' flows and wives for the energy.
Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
So y'all gonna stop pretending like this shit is unfair. He's not getting jumped. What I do think is extra funny about this is ASAP Rocky and The Weeknd both responded to this nigga Drake this week too, on the We Still Don't Trust You double feature drop that Metro Boomin just did.
I feel like
it got completely swept under the rug, because despite the fact that ASAP Rocky is practically married to Rihanna, he has
two kids
ultimately
together.
Just become Rihanna's husband at this point. No, and that's not for nothing, right?
And there's, some people would say Dwayne Wade is just Gabrielle Union's husband.
There are lots of people right now who listen to this podcast that would love to just be Rihanna's husband, right? Like, ooh, what do? Make sure her socks are folded. ASAP Rocky was happily just chilling, living his, you know, best life. And Drake had like a whole fucking 8 bars for him and Rihanna for no reason. No reason.
Well, I mean,
Drake clearly has to be
terrible with women, like as far as relationships go. Because I mean, if he was so in love with Rihanna to the point where he was confessing it and made a billboard about it, what award show was it? It wasn't the Grammys. Was it the MTV VMAs?
Was it the VMAs or was it the BET? I don't know. I don't remember. All I know is
I heard about it, so it was probably VMAs.
I didn't know I needed a Rick Ross Drake diss. Moving on, because we've talked about this for like, I don't know, 30 minutes.
30 minutes and 3 weeks right now. How about we take a quick break?
Break.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've seen the meme, but it's like the accurate way to measure an English speaker's mastery of the knowledge is whether or not they know all of the variations of shit.
That feels like something only white people would come up to quantify. What's dog shit? With how... Did you just ask me what dog shit...
What, when I call something dog shit, what does it mean?
It's trash.
When I call something horse shit...
It's a whole nother level of trash.
When I call something bullshit...
Once again, another qualifier for something that
bullshit
is...
means a lie. When I call something the shit...
I feel like that gets a little into Ebonics, but that's still also, you know, something that is of a higher quality or caliber.
When I say tough shit...
Means get over.
Exactly. You gotta know your shit.
Exactly.
You gotta know your shits.
What the fuck is this, a bit?
I'm just trying to educate. And if we want to go into how African-American vernacular has been integrated into mainstream American vernacular, we are more than able to. But I don't know if everybody wants to hear that right now. You dig?
They absolutely do not. There is no way our listeners want to hear us digging deep into the fucking, like, entomology of...
Okay, so do you want to talk about drugs, poison, genocide, or murder?
I feel like we should talk about the ugly elephant in the room, which is, Iran tried to fucking absolutely obliterate Israel.
I actually thought you were going to talk about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, no. I want to get this Iran thing out of the way.
Okay.
I mean, because by the time this comes out...
Who the fuck knows where we're at?
Where we will be. So I just wanted... My initial reaction was like... I don't know if you saw the footage of the missile defense system taking out like... Dude, they said it was something like 300 fucking missiles.
From Iran?
Yeah. Dog, like... And I mean, you know, these were like little shits, but... I mean,
the IDF has top-of-the-line military equipment via America.
According to CNN, the Iran attack on Israel lasted, like, 5 hours, bruv. So this isn't, like, you know, 300 missiles all at once, right? Like, they were, like, this was, like, a all-night kind of thing where they were constantly deflecting World War III. And obviously, I'm sure you know the fucking trending headline is, here we go, World War III has started, and you know Donald could wait.
My friend messaged me about that, and he was like, how do you feel about this? And I was like, look, I'm too old, too blind, and too crazy to get drafted.
That's what your response to this
shit was? Man, that was my immediate gut reaction.
I don't think we're at World War III.
No, me neither.
No, this is quite an escalation, though.
I will say, like, I don't think we're at World War III to where everybody needs to get drafted. Because I think once we hit the draft, we really fucked up because we still have a lot of people in active duty and then even more in the reserves.
I feel like this was, like I said, we're not at World War III.
If,
like,
you get drafted, just claim bone spurs.
Listen, don't listen to Joe Budden. He had all that nuclear talk, and Drake just came out and told people to do push-ups. Iran just, you know, they launched a few 300 or something missiles into Israel. It was nothing. We took that out.
Bottle rockets, yeah. Comparatively.
We took that out. No problem.
It is weird, like, thinking about international warfare and then, like,
And
not realizing the difference in weapon technology, and be like, they shot 300 rockets, and then being like, comparatively, they're like bottle rockets.
I mean, you know, when they're hitting your infrastructure, the comparison is like relative, right? I mean, a rocket is still a rocket, right? And it, not for nothing, like I said, this is quite the escalation that we're talking about here. do feel like we are in put up or shut up territory, kind of like with the Drake and Kendrick beat. I hate to keep tying it together because the narrative that people
okay,
are like,
is Drake Israel?
Well, duh, because he's Jewish. And Kendrick is, you know, a Hebrew Israelite. So, like, obviously he's with Palestine.
But he isn't Palestine because he's on the offensive. Does that make him Iran?
Maybe.
Iran with a successful nuclear plan?
Does that make...
Bars! Bars!
Does that make Metro Boomin Palestine? This is so offensive. This is so... Thank y'all for tuning in. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Okay, so I said if we were going to talk about drugs, poison, genocide, and murder, and I think we covered the genocide part. Because, yes, there's still murder on the table.
What the fuck is this, Clue?
A game of Clue between Batman, Socrates, Sherlock Holmes, and, like, the Scooby Gang.
This might be one of the whitest things you've ever proposed on mic.
What if I put, like, D.B. Cooper in there, too?
So you heard that and went, how could I make it white?
Okay, so does that cover the genocide part? Do you want to go into murder, poison, or drugs?
So I thought when we decided to talk about Israel, we were already talking about murder, but I guess...
No, that's the genocide one.
Well, I mean, I guess we might as well just lean from genocide right into murder then.
O.J. Simpson!
Wow. Was not murdered, but is dead.
He is dead. But if he did it...
Do you think people would have been satisfied if he had been murdered? Like John Lennon style.
I'm trying to figure out what book the murderer would ironically sit in front of the corpse of O.J. Simpson and read. Because
Left Behind.
Mark David Chapman was reading Catcher in the Rye.
It would be the Left Behind series. To keep it relevant. If you don't know what that is.
No, it would be a woman and she would be reading Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Wow. No. I feel like women are over that. I don't know. This might be a hot take, but I don't necessarily feel like that. Damn, I can't even remember what OJ's wife's name was. Nicole
Brown?
Yeah.
And Ron Goldman?
I don't feel like feminists are really out here standing for Nicole Brown like that. I don't know if that's a hot take, but I do stand by it.
So I want to say, like, I think, right at the age where I don't remember the OJ trial, like, at all.
I'm not that much older than you, but I can tell you that by the time I was old enough to really conceptualize OJ and the trial, it was very much a meme. You know, just something that was like a throwaway joke in Mad TV.
Norm MacDonald every week on... But do you remember it while it was progressing?
No, not at all. Because that whole thing happened, what, like fucking 93?
94.
94? Yeah. So, yeah, I was 4 years old.
I was 2.
I'm not that damn old.
However, but I know those two years are very important developmentally. So, like, I don't know if you had your cognitive memory by 4, or I didn't have mine at 2, so...
I was gonna say, I am old enough, though, to have, like, to be able to remember joke references to OJ, to remember, for the meme, like, the OJ meme to be, like, relevant in my, like, my joke lexicon.
Okay, so let me tell you right?
I'm not old enough to remember this nigga from The Naked Gun.
Yeah, I was about to say, so let me tell you, like, my... realization of OJ. I didn't realize OJ was an NFL player for years. It was OJ. Oh, yeah, he's that guy that beat the murder case. And then it was like, oh, he was a running back? Wait, he was good?
Yeah, no.
Wait, he was in the Naked Gun movies?
And I didn't realize that until after I saw Naked Gun 2 and he was in the wheelchair and gets launched over in fucking Dodger Stadium.
See, that's crazy, because I became aware of that pretty close around the same time that I recognized him as, because in a lot of the jokes where he's like a meme in, it's still him as a football player, yeah. Right? Like, you know, it may not always have him in the Bills jersey or the 49ers jersey, but it's still him.
I found out this
football.
Week he played for the fucking 49ers. I had no idea. I just knew he played for the Bills. And had 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
I feel like this is a cultural moment here, right? Because in the black community, OJ was a pretty big figure even before, like, especially way before the trial, right? Like, the reason the trial was such a huge thing is because OJ was this black dude who became an American icon in a time when black people did not become, like, universal. Like, OJ went clear way, as you like to say, way before that was even thought possible for black people.
So, but right? I've heard a lot of really interesting takes about this. Like, and especially over this week, because for me, it was like, oh, OJ, he was really good at football, and then he killed people. Like, that was my sense of OJ, but I was hearing like older people like Dan Le Batard and Bill Simmons talk about it, and they were like, no, he was literally like the pinnacle of fame and then the most infamous at the exact same time. And
it would be like if Tom Brady murdered Gisele Bündchen and then went on a fucking like 4-hour police chase in a go-kart
and then got locked up for Deflategate.
Bruh, let me
OJ was that big.
No, OJ was that big to a point where OJ didn't even identify with his blackness. That's where the Jay-Z line, "I'm not black, I'm OJ," okay, comes from. Because OJ literally said that. OJ literally was so big that he didn't even identify.
That music video is a fucking masterpiece. Like, it really, like, that's a fucking masterpiece, like, from lyrics to graphics.
I'm just saying, that's how big OJ was. This is...
Yeah, like, Jim Brown, Walter Payton.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking about. Don't...
Gail Sayers.
Yeah.
Also
I
Chicago
was thinking
Bear.
About Jim Brown. Right, it was like Jim Brown and fucking O.J. Simpson. Dog.
And Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain.
Right. They were doing their thing in basketball, though, right? Like, as far as football.
And by doing your thing, you mean Bill Russell collecting championships for the Boston Celtics.
But, let's be real. Football has always been America's, like, favorite. Like, baseball is America's pastime. Like, we can't separate American culture from baseball.
I think it was somewhere maybe in the 80s, early 90s, where football really surpassed baseball.
It might have been in the 70s with fucking OJ, dog. When OJ became a fucking cultural icon in the 70s, it really, like, propelled football into the mainstream consciousness, right? Like, that's also part of the reason why OJ became the cultural icon that he was, right? Football was having its big moment in the 70s. And
you can blame OJ, blame or thank OJ Simpson for the Kardashians.
Oh, absolutely. Without the white Bronco chase in the timeline, there is no Kim Kardashian. No Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
There was a really interesting take that I heard about the OJ trial. They said that Black America was not really rooting for OJ as much as they were rooting for Johnny Cochran.
Yes.
Because Johnny Cochran was making a lot of the trial about race and the fucked up shit the LAPD were doing.
because the LAPD was doing a lot of fucked up shit. So what Johnny Cochran was able to do was take the heat off of OJ and make this about the conduct of the LAPD.
But based on your facial reaction, you have not heard that take before.
No, it's not that I haven't heard that take before. It's just I haven't heard the Johnny Cochran element, right? Because everybody knows that the trial became about black people and not about OJ.
I mean, Johnny was the lead defense lawyer.
Why it's so funny that it was the OJ trial, because OJ Simpson was the guy who got so famous that he was like, I'm not even black anymore, I'm just OJ Simpson.
Did you see FD Signifier's video about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just like, this is the one time white people might have been right.
It's not even that y'all... Okay, so funny thing you say that. I saw a conspiracy theory that it wasn't OJ that did it, that it was his son that did it, right? Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman were even supposed to meet at the restaurant that the son worked at that day, but then they canceled plans on him. And according to the conspiracy theory that I saw, the son was like mad bipolar and had a history of violence. Right, and they were seeking therapy for him at the time.
Did he write his manifesto yet? He didn't have his manifesto.
As a chef at the restaurant that they were supposed to go at that day, and immediately following the whole incident, OJ, before seeking counsel for himself, got counsel for his son. Right, to help rule his son out as a suspect. Which is also why glove didn't fit. Because it wasn't OJ's glove, it was his son's glove. Anyway, not my theory, but it was pretty interesting. Definitely recommend that you check it out.
It's very, like, it's...
I'm just saying.
It's a weird thing, like, generationally, because I grew up knowing OJ. Oh, that's the guy who got away with murder. Where the older generation, like, knows him as a real pop culture icon.
I would not be surprised Natalie Wood was murdered that night on that boat with Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken. And
but how?
After hearing that conspiracy theory, I would not be surprised if in a, you know, like a decade or so, it turns out we find out that it was actually OJ's son. It's not funny. OJ's son that murdered Nicole Brown.
I mean, this is also some Ted Kennedy shit.
It wouldn't be a conspiracy without a couple of twists and turns. So OJ went out the same way his legacy did, full of...
cancerous?
Contention and controversy. The reception...
There's no real controversy. Motherfucker died of cancer.
The way people responded... especially one Caitlyn Jenner, right, who was like good riddance, which is super funny coming from Caitlyn Jenner, who is a murderer, like legitimately, like hit and run,
vehicular manslaughter,
right? You know, she like the same thing. Caitlyn Jenner hit some people with her car and then ran from the scene.
You know who else did that? Ferris Bueller.
Did Ferris hit people in that?
Not in the movie. Like, Matthew Broderick literally hit somebody.
Yeah. You know who else did that? Brandy.
I thought you were going to say Brad Pitt.
No. Don't get me started on that Brad Pitt shit, because the more I keep making jokes about Brad Pitt not...
Oh, he's a fucking awful human.
Apparently.
This is a contrived bit that I have at this point. I like Brad Pitt movies. I'm not keeping for Brad, though.
I wasn't getting into the messy, right? Because I'm not saying that it looks like Angelina Jolie is the easiest person to live with. And that might sound like a scumbag thing to say. But, oh my God, the real scumbag might actually be Brad Pitt. And when you look at Fight Club, it'll make you look at Fight Club differently, is all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
So we covered... Do you want to keep going on OJ?
I mean, Pause. What else is there to say about OJ?
Well, I mean, it's like, I guess for me, it was really interesting to hear all of these takes because, like I said, for me growing up, he was just, oh, he's that guy that got away with murder. And here, like, a lot of people were talking about OJ in the same way when I was doing my research about Willie Mays, how they were like, OJ, well, the quote that I heard about Willie was a way to show the humanity of black people. And from the way people talked so reverentially about OJ in the 70s, and then have OJ, you're ready to roast me, I know.
It's not even that. You said Willie Mays, and I heard Billy Mays. So when you followed with like reverential to black people, I was like, excuse me? The dude who brought
no,
us the
No, the Say Hey Kid. The center fielder of the Polo Brown.
The slap chop?
That was Vince something. And I was about to say Vince Staples.
Oh my God.
We're both fucked up here.
Bruv, all right. Back on track. All right, so...
Alright, so we talked about murder and genocide. I actually have another one to add. Do you want to talk about poison, drugs, or the apocalypse?
Let's talk about drugs. According to Newsweek and the BBC, Sierra Leone has declared a state of emergency over a rising drug crisis, a drug known as Kush, which I feel like is entirely disrespectful, and you will understand why in just a second.
I also think that the term rising drug crisis is funny, and you'll understand why.
Kush is a psychoactive blend of addictive substances that has been prevalent in the country for years, according to President Julius. He is now calling the drug, or has been calling the drug, a death trap, and it is now being declared as an existential crisis for Sierra.
So what are the main ingredients?
One of the many ingredients, according to the MSN article, is human bones.
So!
Human remains.
So, why the fuck are you doing this?
Tube up your butt, you funnel the beer in.
I can't believe you've done this.
I don't know what I expected.
Security has been tightened in cemeteries to stop addicts from digging up skeletons, according to the MSN article. And groups of
literal grave robbing for a high.
On street corners with limbs swollen by Kush abuse. Is a common sight, according to the article, once again.
Swollen limbs?
Swollen limbs from injecting the psychoactive drug. There is no official death toll.
But from what I saw, the one psychiatric hospital in Sierra Leone had an increase of some absurd percent.
4,000.
That was the percent I was going to guess.
Over hundreds of deaths. The psychoactive substance is also known to take toll on people's mental health, as well as, like, you know, just the rapid infection.
And it also makes people want to go into graveyards and dig up graves to start gnawing on human bones!
This, when I saw this, I saw this article posted in somebody's story that I follow, and it immediately reminded me of the time when Europe went mad crazy for mummies, and they were putting mummies in, like, everything from paint to serums, and they were snorting
this sounds Victorian
powder.
Shit.
Yeah, it was around the Victorian era. And now I'm wondering, like, were they getting high on those mummies? And is that the reason why, like, they went Europe went
mama
crazy?
Mama high? They got mama high. Ooh, that actually rolls off the tongue. Normally when I take two janky words and throw them together, it sounds like shit, but mama high?
What That's kind good. Of level of junkie do you need to be? Because, like, remember... Okay, so Jankum... I don't know if you're elite enough to know what Jankum is, right? Like,
no.
I don't know if you spend enough that much time on the internet. But Jankum was a very unfortunate meme that became a reality, kind of like the Tide Pod thing.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
Where...
Or it, Sleepy Chicken.
It was...
Milk Crate Challenge is another example.
It was believed that people were bottling and fermenting shit in balloons and huffing it like you would, like, a whippet, right? Jankum, right? Crazy, right? And it was a thing that it turns out wasn't real until it became a meme, and then people were like, wait, can you really do that? And it turns out, yeah, you could probably really do that. Like, it was probably an instance of, yeah, one or two people might have been huffing their shit to get high, but
I think that that high would just be from oxygen deprivation.
The Europeans were definitely eating mummies, bro. That's why there are no mummies left in Egypt, right? The reason why we can't tell what most of the Egyptians looked like is because
the British consumed them all?
I guess we'll say it was just... We'll blame it on the British, right? Like, if you look at the fucking, like, the British Museum...
Look, Prince Harry would blame it on the British. And Prince Harry blames it on the British.
There was a shade of paint called Mummy Brown because it was literally made with mummies. Bruv. What kind of junkie do you have to be? How hard do you need to have a fix to go... Listen, I'm
to
all...
To go and dig a six-foot hole!
I'm all for the goth behavior. I'm all for the goth aesthetic. I like it. Like, I'm all for you going and getting cemetery dirt for your little rituals or whatever that you're gonna do in the woods during the eclipse. Cool. The minute you start grinding up Meemaw's bones...
I think the moment that you dig deep enough into a grave to where you hit the casket, you already fucked up.
I don't think we can get any further into the Dark Ages than this. Like, people are literally grave robbing. And we're not even grave robbing...
Yes, we can.
...for clothes anymore. It's the
it could
high.
Be more Dark Ages if we didn't know why they were doing this.
You say that, right? But let us not forget that Arizona enacted a law this week that completely bans abortion from a time before Arizona wasn't even a state. And I know that's not the Dark Ages for people who are keeping continuity track. Right,
that is pre-1900, though.
This is before Arizona was even a state.
I will correct myself. That's pre-1850, though.
Fam. You remember when net neutrality happened, right? And the conservatives and, like, the libertarians, everybody...
But the Patriot Act!
Everybody was like, ooh, you guys overblew that, like, oh, the internet hasn't changed since net neutrality and all that stuff, right? It was kind of like Y2K, right? Like, when they were like, ooh, Y2K could be crazy, like, we might should actually do something about that. And, you know, behind the scenes, they did some things, and everybody was like, oh, my coffee maker still works. What happened to the robot apocalypse, right? I feel like net neutrality happened like that. Right, where everybody was like, oh, you guys said the internet was going to change and I can still get on Twitter just fine. Oh, X, just fine. However, though, this Arizona shit is on a whole nother level, right? Like, they literally pulled, they went through the books and it was like, man, what could we really do to piss off our voters? You know, there's that one law that's on the books still from like fucking 1745. No, it was what was it? 18 something?
Yeah, it was some 1800 shit.
50 years. Wasn't like 50 years before Arizona was a fucking state?
I don't know when Arizona became a state. That's why I just made myself sure and said pre-1850. Because
man.
I know it wasn't a state by then.
Man. Let me tell you.
That was still some manifest destiny territory.
You want to talk about reach. Boy, did Arizona reach for that shit. It's so bad that the AG, who is a Democrat, who barely... I feel like the narrative that she barely won her seat is... I don't know, it feels a little, like, backhanded.
By the way, we're not talking about Arizona politics when we were supposed to be talking about zombie cannibalism drugs.
Oh, I was done talking about the psychoactive bone coke, right? Like, there's not much else to say about psychoactive bone heroin.
Okay, so we've gone through genocide, drugs, and murder. That leaves poison
Are
and apocalypse.
Are you equating abortion to murder?
No, I'm
Are
equating
you,
O.J. Simpson to murder.
Sir, you're Catholic as shit.
O.J. Simpson, I'm equating to murder. Do you have a problem with that? Allegedly.
I mean, it's a lot happening.
Poison or apocalypse?
It's a lot happening right now, right? Like, We started the episode with the Drake thing. We led that into Iran and Israel. We were talking about fucking bone meth, right? Now, but like, this, I don't feel like just because we're two dudes, we can't talk about the Arizona thing.
I was also going to say I forgot to add another thing. It's poison apocalypse or a Spike Lee joint. But the Arizona thing, like, it's, I mean...
Okay, so, like, the reason why...
Why can't people control their own fucking bodies? That's, for me, like...
That's not even what I want to get into. What I really think is interesting about this
is... You cook, making a drink.
Well, I need your opinion on this.
I'm listening!
Considering how much Israel-Palestine has tanked Joe Biden's numbers, the Republicans in the GOP really keep leaning into this abortion thing despite how bad it's been for them. This Arizona thing is so bad that even though Trump was one of the architects of the revoking of Roe v. Wade, even he was like, hey, yo, we might want to dial back a little bit. Because we need to win elections, and this shit is tanking them. So, what do you think is worse? Do you think abortion for conservatives is a harder stopping point than Palestine-Israel is for Joe Biden? Right? Because I think these are the two issues that are going to decide the election that is happening this year. In case you forgot.
I'll tell you, my dad.
Shout out to Papa
who
Glenn.
I love very much. I know that abortion is probably his, like, number one, like, steadfast belief that he's against. And from his explanation and his dogma and his belief, he's not one to be moved. And he understands the other perspective, but he rests in his own. So I'm not going to fault him for that. But he would be the type of person. And he did not vote for Trump at all. Because he's like, fuck that dude. Everything about him is fucked. And even if he says that, I don't fucking believe it. But, like, yeah, that can be the issue for people.
That's what Israel-Palestine is for the left, for Democrats. It really is hurting Joe Biden's numbers to the point where what it's looking like for the umpteenth time in a row, we will see a continuation in the trend of lowest voter turnout possible, right? For, since, like, Clinton.
Can we say once again, like, unfortunately, Joe Biden is still political Robitussin?
So, you can say that, but how do you
he's
say that?
He's more like
that,
political hospice
how
at this point.
How do you say that to people who feel like he's aiding and abetting a genocide?
I don't know.
How do you convince those people to go out and vote?
I don't
know. Bosch compared it to people telling people to not litter, right? Like, you can tell people not to litter, but at the end of the day, if I gotta walk around with this trash, you're probably just gonna throw it on the ground.
You think Trump would do anything to help unless it was in his own self-interest? That's the other thing.
They don't see it that way, though. And that's what I find intriguing. That's what I find interesting, is despite how evident and how obvious Trump makes it, that he doesn't really care about what his constituents think, they still fall in line, right? Like, they still will go vote for this man. He literally said, and at this point, I feel like he really could walk out in the middle of fucking downtown Manhattan, gun somebody down. Was it Fifth Avenue that he said? And it would be just another fucking day. He's so absurd at this point that it would literally be just another fucking day.
I think looking at this right now, one of the most disappointing days in American history is the day that Joe Biden said he was running again.
Yeah, because the Democrats literally just, they fell in line, right? They fell in line. They said there's no other option. Honestly, what other option is there? Bernie again? And as much as I love Bernie,
how old
and
AOC?
As much as I think Bernie could take, not for another year, she can't run this year, she can run next term. And as much as I love Bernie, I don't feel like, and I
Adam Schiff?
I feel like if Bernie and Trump had a debate that was televised, Bernie would win.
Of course.
But Trump is ducking debates.
Of course
he
is.
The same way Drake has been ducking Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
I want Bernie to come out and do it like that. Right? With AOC being like the future. Right?
Produced by Metro Boomin.
Rashida Tlaib. Yeah. Tell me if
Metro Boomin get Bernie Sanders and Erykah Badu on a diss track for Trump.
Hey, yo. Why'd you throw Erykah Badu in, like, SZA, right? Like, SZA's like, why'd they bring me into it? What did I
Why have not? I feel like a lot of people would just be like, I get on a track with Bernie Sanders? Okay, let's do it.
I'm not necessarily not here for that. I do feel like, though, who else was gonna go... John made a very good point. Like, these two dudes, they're not the people to be running the country. I know Joe Biden has good intentions, right?
But he's old. Dude, it's okay. You can go and hang out with your grandkids.
I mean, fuck. Paul Ryan did, and he was like 40-something.
Also, Paul Ryan said his favorite band was Rage Against the Machine, to which Tom Morello went on a fucking spree about, like, all of our music is literally against everything that you stand for.
I don't even want to talk about that because it was, like, pre-2020. And
yeah, but
like,
it's just one of my favorite, like, political moments. It's like...
I know. I was being Kendrick. Like, I was giving you a hard time because, like, it just feels like a different time. Right? Like,
yeah, we would get upset at Paul Ryan saying his favorite band was Rage Against the Machine. That's what we would get upset about.
Now we're worried about, like, World War III and shit, bruv. It's crazy out here, man.
Having to explain to people that the West Bank is not the Gaza Strip, despite the fact that it's on the eastern side of Israel.
All I know is if it keeps up like this, it's gonna end up looking like Fallout, but...
Does that mean you want to talk about the apocalypse?
after
this break.
Look, it's a flood.
It's a flood.
It's flooding.
Get away.
Quick, we need to get to higher ground.
Open the floodgates.
Why can't we talk about
it? It is time to talk.